Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a strong monthly jobs report going into the midterm elections.
250,000 jobs created in the month of October. And with that, the unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. Average hourly earnings up 5 cents. That's 0.2% to $27.30. That is a 3.1% increase year over year. That is the highest year over year increase since April of 2009.
Fox Business Network's Blake Berman. Stocks are up to start the day on Wall Street. Today's the last funeral for the people shot and killed at a synagogue in Pittsburgh.
97-year-old Rose Malinger's funeral is the 11th one to be held this week, as the man accused of taking her life, Robert Bowers, has pleaded not guilty. He was in federal court yesterday after a 44-count indictment was issued from a grand jury. Charges include murder, hate crimes, and obstructing the practice of religion.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The first weekend in November will feel like November should feel. Today, breezy and cool. High temperature barely in the low 60s, but the breeze will make it seem cooler. Rain chances not zero, but 20% or less. Mostly clear, much colder tonight. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, look for a nice Saturday with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Chilly Saturday night as we fall back. We set the clocks back 1 hour. Overnight low 45. Nice day Sunday. Sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks with today's headlines. Montgomery's Department of Sanitation has consolidated its Saturday bulk trash pickup points at Danley Elementary School on Carter Hill Road and Peter Crump Elementary on Woodley Road. If you dropped off your trash at either of those sites, you'll now take your trash to a site at the Old Montgomery Mall, now called the One Center. The service is offered on the first and third Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. until 3:30. You can dispose of large items that may not fit in your trash can, like tree limbs, furniture, and even appliances. Montgomery County residents will soon be able to use their cell phones to text emergencies to 911 during situations when you can't call. The sheriff's office says the equipment and lines are in place. Right now, officials are waiting on the state to finish configurations before they roll out the new feature. They expect it'll be at least another month before it will be available. And those are your news headlines. I'm Julia Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service has been keeping the River Region going since 1949. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastburg Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastburg Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastburg is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas open house. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The Home Depot is rethinking tile, and we're starting at square one with all the top styles at the lowest prices, guaranteed. And now with bulk pricing, you can save on the look you want for any size job, even special orders. So retile a kitchen, reimagine a bath, indoor, outdoor, any room of the home. Rethink tile and save. Everything you need for your next tile job is here for less. Nobody beats our prices. We guarantee it. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Available now. Julia Roberts comes to Prime Video in a new series, Homecoming.
You were employed at the Homecoming Transitional Support Center?
I was a counselor. I'd worked with soldiers.
Critics rave. Homecoming is enthralling. Truly eerie. A throwback thriller, expertly done. Directed by the creator of Mr. Robot.
The soldiers, were they there on a voluntary basis?
I don't know.
Homecoming. Stream it now. Only on Prime Video.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the week.
Guys, welcome back in to News and Views. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Hi, you know. Yeah, I don't think we've ever come on this late.
Maybe once. Twice.
Was there a power failure?
I don't know what happened.
Could I have a little volume on my...
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. I do have in the studio a dignitary, a special honored guest. You said, what am I going to talk about? I said,
I can't believe you just said that.
Ted Lowry, who's going to be running for the school board on Tuesday in district number
2,
which runs roughly where?
Oh, man, it's...
Legia Estates?
No, it's north of Vaughn Road, but it includes Vaughn Meadows down to south of Capstone, includes some Ridgefield, goes over on
Hillwood.
Hillwood, over to Zelda.
Did it cross 85?
Crosses 85 up to the Atlanta Highway, and then goes out to Bell Road.
That's a big district.
It's a big district.
Geographically, it's a big district.
Yeah, and
got a lot of dirt, I guess.
It's not bounded by street, by street, by street, by street. It's...
Really?
Yeah, it's bounded by Bell Road, except where it's not bounded by Bell Road.
I'm stunned by that. Yeah. You mean communities of interest were broken up? Unbelievable.
Imagine that. What a surprise.
This is an important election, though. There are a lot of people frustrated with the direction of Montgomery Public School System. Even people outside of Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Millbrook, are frustrated with the direction of Montgomery's public school system because it impacts their ability to have economic development and jobs and everything else as well.
People in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, tell us, what are sort of some of the big issues that people are talking about in the closing days of the school board race?
I think people are concerned about, one of the things I'm concerned about, and I think the people in District 2 care too, is student achievement.
Yeah.
I think we care about how much money the school board has and how well it spends it. I think there's a lot of concern about not trusting how the school board and how the public schools are spending their money.
We're paying, like, what, 12 ex-superintendents? I'm just kidding, but...
I don't know the answer to that. It does seem like nepotism has run amok in the Montgomery County school system. Nepotism has run amok. Can the board sort of set a new policy or set a new tone that sort of wipes that out?
I think over time we can. I don't think you can walk in with an axe and just cut everything all at one time. I think it's going to take time to know what we have. We're going to have at least three new members of the board, maybe four.
And it's a seven-person board.
It's a seven-person board.
So it could potentially be a new majority.
Could potentially be a new majority. I think it will be. It'll be...
Did Roberta Porterfield lose?
Porterfield lost.
Okay.
Claudia Mitchell beat him.
Good.
And Claudia is a great lady. I think she'll do really
well.
Now,
you've never run for anything before, have you?
My life.
Yeah, well, you'll be running for the border when this thing's over, but...
Tell us a little bit about you for those just tuning in for the first time. There are a lot of people that either didn't pay attention during the primary or... you know, have forgotten because it's been several months. But tell us a little bit about who Ted Lowry is and why Ted Lowry's name's going to be on the ballot on Tuesday.
Well, I'm a old Air Force guy. I spent 30 years in the Air Force, flew 100-plus combat missions in Vietnam, flew into a surface air missile one night over Hanoi. That didn't end well. And then... finished out my Air Force career in the next 25 years in leadership positions in aircraft maintenance and logistics, commanding very large organizations, including those that were failing when I went in there. And so I know something about leadership. I know something about taking bad organizations and making them very good organizations. That sounds like I'm describing Montgomery Public Schools.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's no wonder you eyeballed the public school system. What made you want to do it, though? What ultimately caused you to pull the trigger on jumping into the school board?
I sat on a murder trial 5 years ago, and I saw where our school system, our justice system...
You were on the jury.
I was on a jury in a murder trial, and it was three boys who had gone to school here in Montgomery. And two of those boys had been shot. One was dead. And I saw where our system had failed the kids, our school system, our justice system. And then I spent time in 2016 visiting schools and speaking to the kids about our Constitution and the greatness of this country and how they can do anything they want to do, because we live in a country where you can't be told you can't. The only reason somebody says you can't is because you didn't try. And I saw kids that wanted to learn. I saw kids that wanted to improve. And then I kept watching, and I saw the intervention. And I said, you know, I know how to make a difference. And that's what I want to do. I want to make a difference. You spend your life serving your country. So 4 more years of trying to serve your community is just a continuation of what I've spent my life doing.
I'm intrigued by saying your plane flew into a surface-to-air missile. What happened? Like, what happened next? You sort of breezed past that. That seems like something that you need to stop and listen to.
Well, it's what they call a significantly emotional event.
Yeah?
We were up near Hanoi one night, had a bunch of Special Forces soldiers on the ground trying to rescue American prisoners. And Sam hit us, and we stayed around and engaged another SAM site after that, and figured out too late that we didn't have enough gas to get back to the base we were going to, and there was no time to get a tanker, so I ended up in a camping trip in northern Laos.
Camping trip.
A camping trip.
That's why I don't camp, Campbell.
No way.
You might end up in Laos.
No tent. No sleeping bag.
How long were you out there?
Well, do you want the time answer or do you want the real answer?
Well, you know, I mean...
Forever.
Just, yeah, I understand that, but I mean...
About 3 hours.
Okay.
4 hours.
And folks, how did you alert people where you were? They found the wreckage and you just hung close to it?
No. We had equipment that as soon as we... ejected from the aircraft, a beeper went off and the whole world knew we were out.
Yeah.
And then we had rescue forces and had a guy who happened to be in the area dropping flares.
Was it, I mean, the darkness, the quiet, the shock of being there all kind of set in all at once?
That's a long story and...
folks don't like talking about
it. Well, I know
that,
so. He doesn't, but he mentioned it, so I'm bringing it up.
Well, you know, it's a long...
Tell me when to stop.
It's a long story, but the end of the story is that early the next morning, I got on a jungle penetrator and got hoisted out of there and came back and was able to live another day or two.
How about that? What a great story. What a great story. Ted Lowry, you're going to be on the ballot, Montgomery County School Board. Not everybody will see your name. It's districted.
That's right. It's by district. So if you live in the district that we described earlier, it's you'll see my name. It's below my opponents, I think.
You're a Republican.
I'm a Republican.
Okay, good deal.
Give them sort of your closing argument. Spend a couple of minutes, appeal to them however you have to. But for a lot of folks, it's the last time they'll hear from you.
Well, first off, I'm a guy that if I tell you I'm going to do something, I will. Secondly is I understand organizational leadership. I think the operative word there being leadership, that's something we've lacked for a very long time in Montgomery Public Schools. I'm not afraid to do difficult things. I've done one or two of those in my lifetime. I'm not afraid to make difficult decisions. And I only have one objective, and that's to be sure that the children who go to school in Montgomery graduate from Montgomery Public Schools ready to go to college or pursue a career in whatever they choose to do, but that we give them that opportunity and we don't deprive them of it by having a school system that fails them at every turn.
Tuesday's an important day for a lot of reasons. I know a lot of people are focusing on the national issues, but there are a lot of important local issues as well, statewide issues and local county issues and even local district issues. We encourage people to take the ballot seriously, turn out and vote. And if you're in District 2, give Ted Jennings a... District 2,
Ted,
right?
Jennings?
Who's Ted Jennings?
Oh, my gosh.
The mayor of Bruton.
Mayor of Bruton, Alabama.
God almighty. Ted Lowry.
I've slipped back like 6 years into past elections.
I am not running to be mayor of Bruton.
Yeah, no. That is what I have not thought of Ted Jennings in 5 or 6 years.
You know, Barron, I honestly believe that the school board election here in Montgomery County is probably the most important place on the ballot in Montgomery County, because if we don't get improvement in our schools, we stand to lose a lot of the economic benefits that we've derived over the past several years, and Montgomery will not continue to grow to be what I believe can be the next great city.
Well, I know people are leaving in droves to move to Auburn and other places, and Prattville and Wetumpka, and Maxwell's upset about our... You know, the leaders out at Maxwell, it's a very crucial election, and I wish you the best. We need new blood, even though you're not like 12 years old, but I mean, you've got a lot of great life experiences that will make you uniquely qualified to serve, I believe, and that's what we need.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, and thanks for letting me do this
absolutely.
With you.
Ted Lowry, not Ted Jennings.
Yes, not Ted Lowry.
Ted Lowry.
L-O-W-E-R, not to be confused with David Mowry.
L-O-W-R-Y.
Yeah, no E.
No E, that's right.
L-O-W-R-Y. Is it like the Lowry salt?
No.
No, that's L-A-W-R-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
You ever had it on French
Your
fries?
People have been to my house and hung stuff on my door. I'm impressed with that.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I enjoyed doing this with you. Thanks for
Thank
having
Thank you,
Ted.
Me. We appreciate Thanks. It. Best of luck to you.
We dance forever.
intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and now Planned Parenthood. Outside forces spending millions in Alabama. Why? To defeat Tom Parker and put social justice activist Bob Vance in charge of our state Supreme Court. The left hates Justice Tom Parker and they love Bob Vance. Parker has served with distinction for 13 years. Took on and defeated the Southern Poverty Law Center and always stands up for the Constitution and the rule of law. Soros and his allies hope you stay home on Tuesday so they can elect Bob Vance and take over our state Supreme Court with a committed leftist. Stop them. Send the Soros gang a message. Vote and elect Justice Tom Parker, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Tom Parker. Fair, balanced, unafraid. Standing up for what we believe. Fighting for us.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Welcome back in, 25
minutes
after 9 o'clock.
How you
doing? Appreciate Ted Lowry stopping by. I hope he wins.
I like Ted. Good guy.
I don't know why Ted Jennings' name came out of nowhere.
I hadn't thought of him in forever.
I hadn't either. That's why I'm surprised it came out. It's not, I mean, the name hadn't crossed my mind.
Well, the only other Ted we know in politics is Lion Ted Cruz.
Well, beautiful Ted. Texas Ted.
Texas Ted.
Formerly the former senator of Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy. But he was really Edward.
Edward M.
But I guess Ted Cruz is really Edward, too.
Probably.
He's Raphael Edward Cruz. That's a fact. And he's Canadian. He's Canadian.
Stop it, Barry.
He is Canadian.
Well, we want him to win over
I
that
know.
Fake Beto.
It's Beta. It's the only... It's the only Canadian I'm in favor of right now is Ted Cruz. Our number 272, certainly not caterpillar eyebrows up there, Trudeau.
I love that.
Justin Castro Trudeau Jr. I saw the absolute greatest Halloween costume. Someone was dressed up as Fidel Castro with the green suit he always wore, the gigantic cigar, the fake beard. They had the little green hat. Looked just like him. And he was carrying around a little baby doll, and it said Justin Trudeau on it. The best Halloween costume. 272-9228 is the number. 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is Friday.
I have a question.
It is Friday. Well, but
I know
first we need to
first.
Tell them what the rules are on Friday, because I'm not... No, it's not Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Is it Friday?
Yeah. I taped a marathon yesterday, Baron.
It's Friday.
I taped a marathon yesterday.
Why?
Got there at about 11 o'clock. You know what time we left?
What?
2:30.
How many shows did you do?
One.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I was so mad.
That's ridiculous.
Still mad.
Ugh.
Seething.
Well, you would be glad to know, because that was off topic, that that's okay on Friday. Because on Friday, the rules are...
I'm not talking to you right now. I can be off topic anytime I want to be off topic.
The host is never off topic.
Right.
It's like the president said, everything I do is president. I'm the president. Everything I do is on topic. I am the topic.
About the rules today, there ain't nair.
There ain't nair.
However, we can kind of drift you away from something like Panthers and the location of the old Dairy Delight.
There's a long list of things that are frowned upon.
Right.
They get you the old reaction when you call in.
Sounded gassy.
Well, it was supposed to be a record scratch.
I know.
I got good news, Campbell.
Is it about this upcoming election?
No.
Because that's where I want the good news.
Well, I got good news on that, too.
Good.
But I'm not going to do it yet. U.S. payrolls rise above forecast. They're up 3.1% on the official numbers now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. I read you the ADP numbers the other day, and they're right in line with that, 3.1%. Payrolls, though, 250,000 added jobs. If you look at I had too many things stapled together there. If you look at everything together, do you know what the unemployment rate is right now?
Now,
when Obama was the president, you couldn't turn around without running into the unemployment number.
Right.
Unemployment, 4.4%. It's a 40-year low. You couldn't turn around without bumping into a news story about the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate this month is 3.7%. 3.7%. I mean, that is unbelievably low. 3.7%.
I know.
Now, why aren't you hearing it on the newscast, Jackie?
Because it makes Trump look good,
man. Because not everybody understands what payrolls going up 3.1%. Not everybody's a percentage math nerd. Not everybody understands a surge of payrolls of 250,000. But everybody in the United States is conditioned to know 3.7% unemployment is dadgum good unemployment. Number of employed workers last month soared by 600,000 total workers. To 156.562 million, a record, by the way. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So as you're making your way through the day and you're tempted to be soured on all the negative news, just understand that everything's doing better. Wages, average work week went up 34.5 hours from 34.4 hours, which is good. It boosts your hourly pay.
I heard
boost your pay.
I heard Ari Fleischer yesterday, and I always thought, well, Ari Fleischer is probably a, he worked for George W. Bush. He's probably a moderate, probably hates Trump. And they were talking about Trump's message in tweeting. He says, look, I don't like it when Donald Trump says it's cool to go body slam a reporter. I get that. But I'm going to tell you something. My boss, George W. Bush, never fought back. McCain never fought back. Romney never fought back.
Who was this talking?
Ari Fleischer.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, all three of them reached out to Democrats, and all three of them got trashed by Democrats. And I like what Donald Trump is doing. He's calling it like it is. And that really surprised me, because I would call Ari Fleischer part of the establishment.
I think people, it's just like we've talked to people off air. I won't name anybody in particular, but we've talked to people off air in the studio who express frustration with Donald Trump's rhetoric. I don't. I don't wish he'd be quiet. I don't wish he would stop picking fights with reporters. I don't wish he would stop tweeting. I don't wish any of it. We have never had a Republican president get more accomplished in 2 years than we've had with Donald J. Trump since January of 2016. No, never. It's just never happened.
Well, my philosophy is you can use the rhetoric if you're showing the results, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's blasting them at every turn, but when you look at his record, he's keeping promises he made, and they're not only the promises he's keeping, but he's improved the whole complexion of the country. You know, we're not everybody's bitch abroad anymore.
I think people are falling into the Democrat narrative. The Democrats want Donald Trump to stop being hostile. That's why they give him a hard time about it. They want him to stop being hostile because they know how effective it is. They know how effective it is. You know, the thing that's scared the Democrats right now, it's not scaring them on these Senate elections and these House elections, but it will terrify them going into 2020. And they'll start working on it tomorrow, Wednesday. The election's Tuesday. On Wednesday, they'll start working on it. Donald Trump has a 40% job approval rating among black Americans.
Wow.
Now, a lot of the blacks who have a positive opinion of Donald Trump will either not vote in this election or they'll go out and vote for Democrats. But they will not vote against Donald Trump in 2020 if they have a positive view of him. And if Donald Trump has a 40% approval rating among blacks going into the 2020 election, there is a 0% chance the Democrats can win that election. And he might win 42, 43, 44 states. It might be a Nixonian, Reaganite type of landslide. It might.
Yeah.
Let's do this. We got a phone call. 272-9228. Not that I don't want a phone call. I love Ethel. Hey, Ethel.
Hey, I just wanted to say the media is disgusting. And I'm going to even call out WSFA. You hear it on the evening news, national, and then you turn it on the 6 o'clock news, and they're spreading it. And I think it is utterly disgusting. If they would be 60-40, that would be better. I'm not saying don't report things, but you can't humanly think that everything the man does is evil.
Do you think the 3.7% unemployment rate, a five-decade low, by the way, 50-year low in unemployment rate, do you think that's going to lead the evening news on WSFA or any of the national news?
No, it will not. And that's
now,
my question is,
should it?
Yes.
Yes, it's historic. It's historic. It's absolutely historic. And anyone who doesn't lead with it is burying the lead of today's news. What are they going to lead with? You know, I'll tell you. What are they going to lead with? You tell me. I'll tell you if you don't know. I'll tell you right now what WSFA and the national news are going to lead with tonight.
I don't know.
Donald Trump said that the National Guard can engage militarily with return fire if the migrants throw rocks at the Army when they show up. That's what they're going to lead with. That's what they're going to lead with, because it sounds outrageous that the Army would say. That's what they've wanted this whole time. Jack and I said that. They want the image of the United States military shooting people in a caravan. They want that image. And they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it, but what they're going to get is the soundbite of the president saying it. And that's what they're going to lead with. They might not even mention the 3.7% unemployment rate, a 50-year low. And if they do, it'll be in passing.
I agree. I mean, it is so obvious. It is disgusting, and I honestly have no use for any of these people. And when he says it's fake news and they are an enemy of the people, just think now, the truth does not come out. The truth works. Whether it's good or bad, you've got to tell it.
Well, Ethel, stay tuned, because when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you why the Republicans will retain the House. Okay.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Why the
Republicans? That's going to happen.
It is going to happen. I'm
I think
tell
it
you
is,
why.
Too.
I'm going to tell you why on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Don't need Ethel boning out on us here.
No, Ethel's on the team.
I know. But I'm going to explain it to everybody else in easy-to-use understanding with facts, because we're intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct. I'm going to do it with facts on the other side of the break. 36 minutes after 9 o'clock.
It takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were
herself ashore. Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The first weekend in November will feel like November should feel. Today, breezy and cool. High temperature barely in the low 60s, but the breeze will make it seem cooler. Rain chances not zero, but 20% or less. Mostly clear, much colder tonight. Overnight low 43 tomorrow. Look for a nice Saturday with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Chilly Saturday night as we fall back. We set the clocks back 1 hour. Overnight low 45. Nice day Sunday. Sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
Hey, I'm Dr. Lisa Keith, candidate for Montgomery Board of Education, District 1. When I exposed the grade-changing scandal 4 years ago, I decided to run for the Board of Education. It didn't take me long to realize that my crusade to improve the quality of education was unwelcomed by the establishment. Because I have challenged the status quo and demanded results for our children, I was often outvoted 6-1 by the entrenched incumbents. What I have fought against are nepotism, friends and family, massive discipline problems, excessive teacher absences, and grossly low proficiency scores. We must demand transparency, accountability, and the truth from the top down. I'm Lisa Keith, and on Tuesday, I need your vote to change the direction of public education in Montgomery County. As parents, you deserve it, and as taxpayers, you should demand it.
Paid for by supporters of Dr. Lisa Keith. Box 640518, Montgomery, 36117.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues this election, but one is fundamental, the right to life. Every abortion stops the beating heart of a living unborn baby. In Alabama, we value every unborn child and want to protect them from a brutal death. Amendment 2 affirms that Alabamans recognize and support rights for unborn children. Alabama's greatest resource isn't our beaches, not our industries, it's our children. If you want to protect our state's greatest resource, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you want to restore respect for babies, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you don't want your tax dollars to pay for abortion on demand, vote yes on Amendment 2. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line. Please vote yes on statewide Amendment 2. Paid for by Alabama Citizens for Life at alforlife.org.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
We'll be right back.
Jack and Diane.
A little ditty about Jack and Barry.
Jack and kids
yeah.
I'm not going to suck on a chili dog with you, Jack. Sorry.
Well, you grew up in the Heartland. You grew up in Indiana.
Indiana. That's true.
Columbus.
No.
One.
Greenfield.
Same thing.
42 minutes after 9 o'clock, my dad lives in Columbus. But,
Brent Coleman?
Yeah.
How's Brent?
He's doing well.
Is he listening?
Probably.
Hey, Brent, if you're listening, how you doing?
I hope so. Our number, 272-9228, 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program brought to you, as it is each and every day, by our good folks over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Special this week, the chicken marsala with mushrooms, a dynamite dish. Our own David L. Mowry had that the other day when we went to lunch there. It looked amazing. It looked absolutely amazing. I had the shrimp a la mode. I have committed, next time I go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I'm getting the Americana pizza. It just looks so good. I think it may be the only pizza on the menu I haven't actually had. I believe I've had everything on the menu because there was a secret menu item I didn't even know they had, the roasted potatoes. I finally had it the other day. It was wonderful. They're really, really good roasted potatoes. I didn't even know they had it. You know, like the pasta salad or the chips.
Oh, yeah.
You get roasted potatoes, and they are dynamite, absolutely dynamite. No idea they even had it. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, though, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location,
wherever it is.
In Montgomery. Midtown.
I know. Backside.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a little PSA.
Mm-hmm.
My PSA is high. No, isn't that something to do with your prostate, your PSA?
Is that a PSA deal?
Yeah. Amber, who is the groomer over at 4 Healthy Pets, which is a generous sponsor of our program, is making another trip to Panama City to help folks down there. There's a church that is sort of a central, I guess you'd call it, clearinghouse for supplies. They don't need any more water, but they do need things like white printer paper, roofing nails.
Well, hold on. What?
White printing paper.
Why? I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm just very confused why that's...
A
necessary item in a storm.
White printer
situation.
Paper, wheelbarrows, large push brooms. But if you don't want to go out and buy that, they're taking cash, and you will get a receipt when she gets back from everything that the donations were spent to buy. So you'll have accountability. And her for cash donations, you go to, and this is one word, Low Flying Kiwi, I don't know what the hell that means. Low, L-O-W, flying, kiwi, at gmail.com. Or you can go by 4 Healthy Pets and make a cash donation. But they really need a lot of supplies. They were kind of like, you know, they were flooded with water and toilet paper and diapers and all that. But they need now, like, cleanup supplies. So and if you don't want to go out to a hardware store and buy something, go by 4 Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway, top of the hill in the Village East Shopping Center, right across from Watson Circle and next to Faulkner, and leave a donation. It will be wisely spent.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Now, I'll take the call in a second, but I promised Ethel, I promised Ethel I would give you the good news, why it is the Republican Party will hold the House. In the face of three dozen retirements, here's what bothers me. I've never seen a party more committed to losing than the Republican Party. If ever there was a party who just had it in their DNA to be born losers, it's the Republican Party. You finally elect a president who goes out there and energizes people like never before, turns out crowds for... I mean, when's the last time a Republican could turn out a 40 or 50,000 person crowd? Honestly.
It's been a long...
It wasn't Bob Dole. It wasn't Mitt Stiff Romney. All right? Mitt Romney's crowds were anti-Obama crowds, okay? The Trump crowds were pro-Trump crowds. The last time... It's I can't think of the last time a Republican turned out crowds like that. Maybe not ever. You finally have a Republican doing that. He finally gets elected, and all the Republicans in Congress read the newspapers, and they read the New York Times and the Washington Post and the CIA and the FBI papers, and they go, oh, my gosh, Trump's going to destroy the Republican Party. No Republican will ever win again. I got to retire on my own terms. I don't want to go out a loser. I want people to think I retired on my own terms. I got to quit. And they all went out there and quit. Three dozen of them. They all went out there and quit. Their biggest bunch of quitters and losers there ever were. If you give your money to the National Republican Party, shame on you.
You might as well take it out in the back, take a dump on it, and bury it.
That's gross.
They're the biggest bunch of loser whiny asses I've ever come in contact with. The National Republican Party, the establishment Republicans, and these three dozen losers who quit and cost us control of the House. Because it's now an open seat in all these places, they're competitive. They wouldn't have been competitive if they were all incumbent Republicans. There would be no question the Republicans were keeping the House. Here's why the Republicans keep the House anyway. Today, or yesterday, was 6 days from Election Day. Today's 5 days from Election Day. 6 days from Election Day. I guess Wednesday was.
Yeah.
There have been over 24 million votes counted, early or absentee, nationwide. Now, that number exceeds the total nationwide from 2014. As of Wednesday, these 24 million early and absentee ballots reflect a voting population among those who can be counted, because they're registered Republicans or registered Democrats, of 43% Republican, 41% Democrat, 16% unregistered. 43% Republican, 41% Democrat, 16% unregistered. So Republicans have a two-point edge, 43-41. In 2016, an election won by Hillary Clinton nationwide by 2 points. Democrats had a... Now, that confused some people because Trump is president, but she won the nationwide popular vote. That's okay. Keep up. We have a thing called the Electoral College. It protects small states. That's why the liberals want to get rid of it. They don't like
small
states.
Greatest thing ever.
The greatest thing ever. But Hillary Clinton won the national popular vote by 2 points. She won the early vote total 43-40. Very close in line with the actual finishing result, 2 points. She won the early vote by 3 points. She won the national vote by 2 points. Republicans are winning the early vote by 2 points. What do you think is going to happen nationally?
I think they'll win.
Now, keep in mind, so that's just two data points so far. In 2014, Republicans held a 44-40 advantage and actually picked up seats in the House on early voting, 44-40. Now, it's small, but it's a lead. And when you were getting beat by 3 points and now you're winning by 2 points, that's a 5-point swing.
Right.
That's a 5-point swing. You take a 5-point swing on the total, the end total from 2016, and that is a 3-point Republican nationwide victory overall. Now, that's not an individual district. Bam, 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 bam. That's not how we determine the House. Exactly. But it's a metric we can go by. It's a metric we can go by. And more importantly, it's a metric that wholly was not predicted or accounted for by any polling whatsoever. All the polls had Democrats leading early voting by 4 or 5 points.
That's why it was designed.
Exactly.
To help Democrats.
Well, the polls had Democrats leading early voting by 4 or 5 points. The vote totals come in after early voting concludes, and they determine, well, no, actually Republicans won early voting. So the polls were off 7 or 8 points. And that is massive.
Just like
they
were off 16. 7 or 8 points.
Yes, yes. Now, I want you to consider something else that happened in 2008. The election of Barack H. Obama in 2008 led to a Republican revolt, nationwide revolt, that led to Republicans winning over 900 additional legislative seats in 2010, which meant for the first time in a long time, Republicans had a near-mortal stranglehold over redistricting nationwide in states like Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania.
West Virginia.
These states. And if you look at where these seats are that need to be picked up, a lot of them are in those states in order for Democrats to win the House. North Carolina.
Nevada.
And so take heart. Take heart as you look at the data about early voting. As you look at the fact that Republicans controlled the redistricting efforts in 2010, those are the lines we're running under. As you consider the fact that Donald J. Trump is out there still campaigning to this day, and if Democrats run against Trump, the Republican actually improves in the election.
There was a thing on TV the other day about how Democrats are moving away from being critical against Trump in their TV spots.
Yeah, they should.
Because they know.
It helps the Republican candidate. It drives Republican turnout. All right, guys, we'll be back. 272-9228. 8 minutes to the top of the hour. If you're on hold, hang tight. So I'm bad to the velvet. Put underground.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil. You work hard for your money, so you want your money working hard for you. With the CitGo Rewards card, you get 12 cents off every gallon the first 3 months and 7 cents a gallon after that. There's no annual fee, no minimum purchase, and no limits to rewards earned. And for even more discounts, download the Club CitGo app. For more information, log on to UnitedFoodAndFuel.com.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues, but that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Join the City of Montgomery for the Veterans Day celebration Monday, November 12th from 10 to 1 at Riverwalk Stadium. This free event will have entertainment, kids' activities, and refreshments. Sponsored by Spire Energy, Williams Loving Care, and the Montgomery Biscuits.
The Home Depot is rethinking tile. And we're starting at square one with all the top styles at the lowest prices, guaranteed. And now with bulk pricing, you can save on the look you want for any size job, even special orders. So retile a kitchen, reimagine a bath, indoor, outdoor, any room of the home. Rethink tile and save. Everything you need for your next tile job is here for less. Nobody beats our prices. We guarantee it. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Available now. Julia Roberts comes to Prime Video in a new series, Homecoming.
You were employed at the Homecoming Transitional Support Center?
I was a counselor. I'd worked with soldiers.
Critics rave. Homecoming is enthralling, truly eerie, a throwback thriller, expertly done. Directed by the creator of Mr. Robot.
The soldiers, were they there on a voluntary basis?
I don't know.
Homecoming. Stream it now, only on Prime Video.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer on Eastern Boulevard for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Zombie. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave
my friends over at Mr. Sandman want to fit you for the next mattress, man. And they want it to be good.
I saw him downstairs a minute ago.
Did you really?
He's a tall drink of water.
He is. He's a great basketball player.
He's a tall
player.
Drink of water.
I'm telling you what, David Justice and Mr. Sandman, he knows mattresses. He knows the mattress business better than anybody. He really, really does know mattresses. And he knows what you need. If you'll get in there and like I say, get fitted, because it's almost like wearing a suit. You got to get a custom mattress. You got to get exactly the one you're looking for. And you don't even know when you walk in what you're looking for. You don't know whether you want latex or hybrid or foam or coil. But when you go in there and you lie down on a few mattresses, then you'll understand. Those salesmen know exactly what's going on. And I'm telling you, get by Mr. Sandman when you get the opportunity. Two locations right here. And he's got so many sales, I can't even recount them all. I mean, sales on top of sales. He's got sales on his sale prices. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what he does up there. Highway 14 in Millbrook across from Dollar General. Mr. Sandman up there. Mr. Sandman on Atlanta Highway right across from Dollar General right here in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore. Get by there and check him out. Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning. Trump home.
Be patient. That's coming.
You have a lot of dead air, Charles, and I was just complaining before you came on that I love your calls, but it makes me nervous because, you know, dead air is our enemy, and you just sit there and let
the
air just
hang there. I don't talk as much as you do.
Well, speed up.
From the coast of Georgia to the Hard Rock Casino in Reno, Nevada. From Lake Tahoe, Nevada, to the maple syrup in Vermont. Trump on. I've been telling a lot of people that you need to go to one of y'all advertisers and get you some brooms.
And?
You know what you do with brooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Stop with the long pauses. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving.
What do we do with the brooms?
You sweep.
Yes, we sweep.
Now, sometime Tuesday morning, late Monday night, the Godfather trilogy will be on television. Just like it did that particular Tuesday, almost 2 years ago. You know why?
I do not.
It's Trump on time.
All right, Charles.
Trump on, my brother.
Trump on, Charles. We love your calls. Thank you. I love Charles'
call. I heard somebody else call a radio show earlier in the week, and it wasn't Charles, and they said, Trump on.
Yeah, I love Charles. It's just those long breaks make me nervous.
Well,
man,
it's for dramatic effect.
I know, but they're too long, too dramatic. What's going on, Chad?
Hey, guys, I'll get to the point real quick. Another data point that I didn't hear you mention yet, and CNN panicked over it, is that in the battleground states, Trump is up by an average of 53-54%. In popularity in the battleground states. And CNN was all in a panic over that.
I can imagine. See, here's the thing. They're running up the score on this nationwide deal in the states like New York and California, where he's pretty unpopular.
Right.
But if you go and you look in Nebraska, if you go and you look in Iowa, he's insanely popular.
And look, when you have two polls to show him at 30% and 40% in the black vote, that's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
If he's above 20% in the black vote in 2020, he cannot lose.
It's over.